Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk all about the number 5. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly and write your name, not anyone else's. When you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We're going to color first. So boys and girls, I want you to look at the top of your paper. You're going to see a picture, and I want you to look for the bushes in the picture. I know there's some ice cream. We're going to save that for last because it looks so good. Let's count the bushes in our picture. We'll color next. Ready? Let's count the bushes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's count one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 is our number, and there are 5 bushes. Let's color the bushes green. Find your green crayon and start coloring the bushes green. There are 5 of them because 5 is our number for today. So look alive because 5 is our number for today. So I'm coloring the first one. That's 1 bush. 1. Then I'm going to come color a different one. That's 2. 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 1, 2. How about you? Okay, I just finished bush number 2. So now I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. I'm starting to color this bush. 3, bush 3. 1, 2, 3. How about me? 1, 2, 3. What do you see? Okay, here I come to bush 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shut the door. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can I have some more? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm almost done and I'm ready for some more. All right, let's get ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on the last one. 5, because 5 is the number for today. 5 is the number for today. 5, look alive. I love the number 5. All right, put down your green crayon. Great job. All right, boys and girls, look at the ice cream truck. Look at that truck. Do you see the ice cream on the side of the truck? Let's count the ice cream on the side of the truck. Ready? Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yum. Let's count it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, boys and girls. Do you see the ice cream closest to the door? That's a popsicle, right? Let's color that purple. Let's make it be a grape popsicle. Find a purple crayon and color that one purple. So we have 1. And you can color the stick purple too. We'll just keep it easy for us so we don't have to keep picking up and putting down crayons. All right, put down your purple crayon. Scoot over. Next to the purple popsicle, there's a popsicle with 2 sticks sticking out of it. Do you see it? Let's make that one orange. For an orange popsicle. Color that one orange. We're still on the ice cream on the truck. We're not anywhere else. We're just on the truck. Purple popsicle is closest to the door. And then we scoot it over and now we're making an orange popsicle. Okay, put your orange crayon down. Now we're looking at the ice cream in the middle. Let's make that one pink. It looks like it would be pink to me. I don't know why. Make the one in the middle pink. 1, 2, 3. The third one is pink. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Put down your pink crayon, scoot over. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's color that brown so it's kind of like a fudgesicle. Yum. Oh my goodness, I'm getting a little bit hungry for some ice cream. So that's brown. Yum. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to be on the last one. Let's color that one like a light, like a yellowish greenish so we can make it be mint chocolate chip. Yum. I am going to color the cone brown. I'm going to color the cone brown. Find your brown crayon and color that yummy sugar cone brown. And then we can use our brown crayon to make some chips, chocolate chips in our mint. Okay, so let's count that ice cream on the truck again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 ice creams on the ice cream truck. Okay, so now let's count the kids eating the ice cream. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more time. Count the kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa, that's a lot of kids. All right, do you see the boy with the baseball hat on? Let's color his baseball hat red. Any kind of red will work, but let's color his baseball hat red, or his baseball cap red. So here's our first kid. 1, 1, 1, but we're going to count to 5 with these kids. So he has on a red baseball cap. All right, now let's color his ice cream. Put down your red crayon. What kind of ice cream do you think he got? What do you think? Maybe strawberry? No, what about chocolate? What about vanilla? Let's do chocolate. Find your brown crayon. We just had it. And let's color his chocolate ice cream. Color that ice cream brown, and then you can color the cone brown since we have it. I just noticed his tongue is sticking out. Kid number one is excited about that chocolate ice cream. Yum, yum. All right, put down your brown crayon. Let's color his shirt and his shorts. Let's color his shirt green. We're still on the kid in the baseball cap. Let's color his shirt green. This is kid one. And even though we're working on the number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're also working on following directions and listening. And are you coloring his shirt green? Because that's what I said. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your green crayon and let's color his shorts blue. Color his shorts blue. So this is the listening and following directions part, for sure. All right. 3, 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon. All right. So he's kid one, but we have 5 kids. So let's color kid two. Ready? Do you see the girl sitting on the bench? See the girl sitting on the bench? Let's color her hair brown. We just had our brown crayon, so hopefully it's close by. Let's color her hair brown. This is kid two. 1, 2. We're coloring the second kid. So far, we've colored 2 kids. So we're giving her brown hair. And she's got a popsicle. Let's color her popsicle. Put down your brown crayon. Let's give her an orange popsicle. So color her popsicle orange. She does not have her tongue sticking out. Oh, my tongue's kind of sticking out. Is your tongue kind of sticking out? I think I need some ice cream after I'm finished with this. How about you? Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's give her a purple shirt. Let's color her shirt purple. Go ahead, start coloring her shirt purple. And let's practice counting to 5. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. And let's color her pants blue. I think she has on shorts. They're kind of by her knees. So just color that little cuff or that little end part blue. One, two. Okay. Oh, while you have your blue crayon in your hand, let's color her bow. Might as well. Let's make it pretty. Okay. So one, two. Let's color the third kid. Put down your blue crayon. Do you see the boy with his mouth wide open? He's standing up. Do you see him? His mouth is wide open. He's ready to take a big old bite. Let's color his hair yellow. Look at that. He is gonna chomp on that popsicle or that fudgesicle right away. Go ahead and color his hair yellow. And then let's give him, go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. Let's give him, what do you think? Should he be eating a fudgesicle? All right, let's color his brown. He's eating a fudgesicle. Yummy, yum, yum in my tummy, tum, tum. So kid three has a fudgesicle. Yum. All right, put down your brown crayon. Let's give him a red striped shirt. Find your red crayon. Let's color his shirt red. So he's kid number three. One, two, three. And we'll give him blue shorts also. So when you're ready, put down that red crayon and then color his shorts blue. Okay, so we have one, two, three. Put down all your crayons. Let's move on to kid four. It's the girl standing up. Do you see her? Let's color her hair black. Can you find your black crayon? If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. That'll be just fine. It'll be kind of gray, but that's okay. So here's kid four. One, two, three, four. We're so close to our number. One, two, three, four, five. But right now we're on four. So she has black hair. She's gonna have a pink yummy ice cream. So find your pink crayon. Do you have a pink crayon? I did, and now I can't. There it is. I found it. Let's color her popsicle or her ice cream pink. Yes. And then let's keep our pink crayon and let's make her have a pink shirt. Maybe she just likes pink. So she's kid number four. One, two, three, four. Pink shirt, pink ice cream. And let's just give her a pink bow since we're holding our crayon. Give her a pink bow. And then, just like everyone else, let's give her blue shorts. Come on, why not? Let's give her blue shorts. All right. Take about 3 more seconds for girl number four. Three, two, one. We're ready for the last kid. One, two, three, four, five. It's the boy sitting on the bench. Let's color his hair black too, since we just had our black crayon. Let's color his hair black. All right, so he's kid number five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two. What's the rest? Three, four. What's last? Five. One, two, three, four, five. Let's give him mint chocolate chip ice cream. Find a green crayon and color the ice cream green. And we'll do the cone brown. Yep. Cone is brown. Let's give him an orange shirt. Can you find your orange crayon? Let's give him an orange shirt. One, two, three, four, five. One, what's next? Two, what's next? Three, what's next? Four, what's next? Five. Okay, blue shorts for him. Same thing, he's not wearing pants, so just do the cuffs, the things up by his knees. Okay, take 3 more seconds and then put down all of your crayons. Three, two, and one. Count the kids with me one last time. One, two, three, four, five. Count the bushes with me. One, two, three, four, five. Count the ice cream on the truck with me. One, two, 3, 4, 5. Now let's write the number 5. It's there for you. You're going to trace it. Ready? Start at the top, go across, down, and around. Scoot over, go across, down, and around. Go across, down, and around. Scoot over, go across, down, and around. Scoot across, go across, down, and around. And now when you scoot over, there are no fives for you to trace. We're gonna write our own. Ready? Go across the top, down, around. Scoot over, go across the top, down, around. Scoot over, go across the top, down, around. Scoot over, go across the top, down, around. 5, 5, 5. Lots of them. Okay, can you look for the turtle? Which turtle has 5 spots? Let's count the first turtle, the spots on the first turtle. 1, 2, 3. No. Scoot over. Let's count these spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, circle it. Good job. Scoot over. Let's count the pencils in this cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, circle it. That other cup only has 1 pencil. Scoot over. Count the crayons in the box. 1, 2. Nope. So scoot over, count the crayons in the box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, circle that. Okay, do you see the ladybug? There are no spots on that ladybug. Let's color 5 spots. Like the turtle spot has spots, color 5 spots on the ladybug. Just with your pencil, just with your pencil. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you have 5 spots? Okay, scoot over. Do you see the 5 circles in the boxes? That's called a 10 frame. Use your pencil to color in the circles. Use your pencil to color in the circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Last part, boys and girls, do you see that spaghetti on that plate? Will you draw 5 meatballs for me? Use your pencil and draw 5 meatballs for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yummy in my tummy. I'm definitely hungry now. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole thing. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You know all about number 5. I'll see you later. Bye.